Hi, Mac. You're not Mac.
Can't get one past you, huh, sir?
What you doing, Dan?
Oh, just putting it out on one of those computer bulletin boards.
Need help with divorce or landlord disputes? Like to party with paper mache? Call this number and ask for Ronaldo.
I'm just trying to give a little free legal advice. Forgive me for caring.
Well, these legal advice seekers happen to be wanting sex-crazed women, Dan?
Well, if they aren't, Ronaldo's going to be very disappointed.
Hey, what the hell are you doing on my computer?
Mac, relax.
No, no, I was doing a paper for my creative writing class. Hey, where's my file?
You novices are all the same. Where's my file? Where's my file? Uh-oh.
Hey, it's got to be in here somewhere. What's the name of the file, Mac?
Huh? Look, never mind. I'll find it myself.
No, this is important. It's for your college class. What's the name of the file?
My dog, Sparky.
Sparky?
You heard me?
Sparky.
Sparky, yeah, yeah, that's with a Y, isn't it? Okay, I think I see the problem.
What?
It's gone.
You can't find it?
Nope, Dan must have lost it in the system.
Oh, boy, I'd like to help. Session's about to start, though. I better get...
Dan, you have destroyed 5 hours of typing by a very strong man who hasn't slept in 3 days. Now, you're going to help me find that file, aren't you?
Oh, what the hell? Why not?
Yes, all right, Harry, you magnificent computer nerd, you.
All right, hey, you saved me.
Well, when you want a job done right, you go to a master, huh? Okay, let's print this baby up.
Once upon a time. Harry, I know it was longer than this.
Mac, it's a big deal. You write another paper. Once upon a time, my dog ran away, hit by a semi, puppy pancakes. I cried the end.
Can I talk to you, Anna?
Sure, Art. You gotta make it quick, though.
Well, it's an important matter. I have a very personal nature.
Keep the drill in the toolbox and buy some Q-tips.
Okay, Art, come on. We can talk in my office.
No, Harry, don't leave me.
Mac, I got you started. Go ahead. Come on, have fun.
Oh, yeah, you bet we will. A couple of guys huddled around a computer. Oh, I'm having fun already. Whee!
Okay, Art, lay it on me. What's your problem?
It's about my lodge, Your Honor. You see, our annual Buffalo banquet is coming up.
Don't tell me it's their bicentennial. So, your problem has something to do with the banquet.
Yeah, you see, everybody else is bringing their significant others. And, well, I'm a single guy, and...
You're having trouble finding a date.
How did you guess?
Vibes. Simpatico. Amazingly obvious. Call it what you will. So, what can I do for you, Art?
Well, you see, sir, I'm coming to you because there are very few guys around who've had the experience with ladies that you've had.
Oh, Art, I haven't been that successful.
That's what I'm talking about. You know all about rejection.
Thanks for noticing.
You know, just one time, Your Honor, I would love to take another woman to this affair other than my mother. Hey, not that Mom's not a good time or anything. I mean, the guys down at the lodge, they still get a charge out of her when she pulls her bottom lip over her nose.
So, you're thinking about dating outside the family. It's a bold move, Art.
Well, you know, it's not that easy to find girls, Your Honor. And let's face it, I ain't no Bert Convy.
Well, but then who is, really?
Amen. You know, I don't know what it is, Your Honor. I just can't talk to the babes.
Well, you know, the trick there, Art, is you gotta find something to talk about that you have in common.
You mean like plumbing?
I'd save any discussion of snaking out drains until the second date.
Let me write some of this down, sir.
And you might want to pay more attention to your appearance.
Really? In what respect?
Lose the hat.
Wash hair.
Good start.
Gee, sir. I just hope she's worth all this trouble.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Hi, sir.
Oh, oh, oh. What was Art's big personal problem? Is shorts riding up again?
No, Art's having a problem with an affair of El Corazon.
Art's having an affair with a wrestler?
No, Bull. He's having trouble with women.
And he came to you for advice? And why not? I've often said you own the opposite sex.
I guess he needs a date for some big shindig.
Oh, yeah? Where's Art going to find a troll with no sense of smell?
Dan, you are so shallow. It so happens that women think differently about these things. It takes a little more than flash and a nice set of buns.
Speak for yourself.
I mean it. We look deeper than that. And you'd be surprised at the beauty you can find in the most unlikely packages.
Christine, would you go to the Buffalo banquet with me tomorrow night?
You were saying?
Art, could we discuss this in private? Excuse me.
You shouldn't stare.
What, miss watching a squirm?
So, Art, what is a buffalo banquet?
Well, I guess I should explain. It's my lodge. We're having a very fancy to-do, and I was wondering, would you grace my presence with yourself?
Oh, well, gee.
I know it's short notice, so you don't have to do anything fancy with your hair. That'll do.
Well, Art, this is such a surprise. But I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh.
No, it's, I have to work tomorrow night.
Well, I just thought I'd ask. Thanks for not cringing.
All right, I know what you're thinking.
Hey, you had a good reason for not going.
I did.
After all, your job comes first.
Yes, it does. And it's not as if he hasn't heard the word no before.
Oh, sure, sure. Besides, he can always go with his mom, like he's done every other year.
Oh, come on. I'm sure he's asked out other girls before.
Oh, he's asked, but they've always found some reason not to go. But that's not really your problem, is it? Look, they're tearing down the Woolrich Hotel.
No kidding. I stayed there once.
Did you?
All right, I'll go with him.
You will?
Yes. After all, how bad could it be?
Hey, Buffaloes, are we having fun? Yeah!
Arnold, Art!
Hey!
Hi, everybody. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Nick.
And I don't believe we've met.
Christine Sullivan? Nick Costanza.
Charm. Whoa, Art, nice. She makes Miss October look like a hog. Listen, I love to sit here and chew the fat, but it's time I whip this herd into shape, huh?
Hey.
That Nick is such a character.
Isn't he, though? So, Joyce, do you work?
Oh, not me. I'm a full-time housewife and mother of seven.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love children.
Oh, well, then you better get started pretty soon. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Art's always wanted kids.
Hey, is this thing on? Welcome, fellow buffaloes, to our annual banquet. Hey, how about that dinner, huh? Now it's time for the moment we've all been waiting for. The announcement of the three lucky women who will compete for the sought-after title of Buffalo Queen. Hey.
Art, what is Buffalo Queen?
only the most sacred honor us buffaloes can bestow upon a woman of the opposite sex.
The judges select the nominees based on personality, individuality, and the best bazoombas.
And the finalists are Doris Marlioff, Joe Beth Kaczmierski, and Christine Sullivan. Come on, you buffaloes, let's bring these gals to the stage, huh?
Art, I don't think I can do this.
All aboard, sweet cakes.
Art, no, I can't.
I must be dreaming.
Hey, don't worry, I won't bite. Not with my wife watching. Ranger song, huh? Hey, and if you're interested, she also does weddings.
Boy, Christine, she's gonna be real tough to beat. Have you figured out what you're gonna do yet?
I have no talent to compare with that, Art.
Are you sure?
Trust me, all I can do is play a little piano.
Well, if that's all you got.
And now, for our final performance of the evening, how about a nice hand for Christine Sullivan, huh?
Break an egg.
Thank you. I'd like to play a little piece for you. I hope you'll all enjoy. Bach's two-part invention, number 3 in A minor.
A minor. Woo!
Come on, what's your beef?
Yeah, the lady down in word processing found your document, right?
Yeah, but does she have to put it on every bulletin board in the entire building?
Well, I guess she thought my dog Sparky was worth sharing. He gave something from the heart, Mac. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Have you read it? It's good, damn good. All the makings of a classic, a boy, his dog, margins, oof.
Now everybody in the courthouse knows.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mac. With all the garbage up on these bulletin boards, you'd have to live a pretty empty life to pay him any notice.
Poor Sparky! Great job, Christine. Is everybody's butt as numb as mine? Seriously, though, with all due respect to the women's movement, are these contestants hot-looking broads or what, huh? All right. What do you say we take a 5-minute break, hit the can, recycle that beer, huh? Oh, but hurry back. We got the Foxy Boxing competition coming up, so hang in for that.
The what?
Foxy Boxing, you know, 3 rounds of jiggle and jab.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Hey, what's wrong?
What's wrong? What's wrong? I've put up with your sexist jokes. I've sung your stupid song. But if you think I'm going to get up there and duke it out in front of a bunch of gassed up yahoos, you're grazing in the wrong meadow.
You got something against good, clean fun. Then why are you here in the first place, huh?
Because I was guilted into it. I didn't want to be here, but I felt sorry for somebody. Oh, my God.
Boy, you outdid yourself tonight, Art. Smooth move, X-Lax. You really screwed that one up. What could I have been thinking about? I should have just taken Mom. But no, I take Christine and give her a night of living hell.
That's not true, Art.
Christine. What are you doing here at this hour?
I was just about to ask you the same thing.
I hired this new kid to help me with the buffing, and I just wanted to make sure there weren't any dull spots.
Art, these floors are so shiny, a person can see them. These floors are definitely shiny. Why don't you go home, Art?
I'm all wound up, and this helps calm me down. Some people bowl, some people buff. Watch your feet.
Art, I'm very sorry about what happened tonight.
Oh, what, that? Forget about it. Hey, look, why would a classy lady like you want to be seen with a toilet monkey like me?
Oh, Art, why do you keep running yourself into the ground? I happen to think you have some very nice qualities.
Really? Like what?
What do you want, examples?
Well, like the first thing that leaps into your mind.
Okay, all right, fine. For example, you're considerate. Other custodians would just go barging into the ladies' restroom without a warning, but not you.
Now, you're right. I always shout, coming in!
You know what else is good about you?
Offhand, no.
You're not superficial or crude or totally insincere like those other buffalo I met tonight. You are a better person.
Yeah, well, you never seen my bad side.
Yes, I have, Art. Believe me, I have.
So what you're telling me is that under the right circumstances, a girl like you could fall for a guy like me?
Art, you are a very nice man.
And you're one in a million. Believe me, I'd always treat you right. You would never, ever want for anything.
Oh, God. That is the sweetest thing.
Oh, you know what? I got a confession I gotta tell you. I led you on. All those nice things I said, huh? All those pretty things I said, it was just to make you feel better, that's all. If the truth were to be known, you're not even my type. So what do you say we end it right now? Before somebody's heart gets broken.
Thank you, Art.
You know what this is?
Dan's sexual harassment file?
It's my papers. My dog Sparky is everywhere.
It's a juggernaut, Mac. You can't stop it.
Oh, I found him. Girls, this is Mr. Robinson.
Can we help you, ladies?
Oh, we just wanted to tell Mr. Robinson how much we love his story. I especially like that part where after Sparky ran away, you found his tattered little chew toy.
Oh, it's okay. I got over it pretty fast.
Oh, Mr. Robinson, we understand the pain you're still feeling.
Oh, no, you don't.
That's why everybody in the secretarial pool chipped in to buy you this little present. Lily? Oh. Go to Papa.
Oh, no, no, really, I don't.
No, no, not another word. That look on your face is thanks enough. Come, girls.
Mac, big guy, you did it. You brought out something beautiful in people by sharing a part of your life.
Harry, I made the whole damn story up.
What? You never had a dog named Sparky?
No, hell no! I'm allergic to dogs.
Hey, you gotta take it, Harry.
Oh, no, no, Mac. No, no. I live in an apartment. House rules. No dogs, no cats, no talk show hosts.
I gotta give you up, so don't look at me with those big brown eyes.
Oh, he looked at me, Harry.
So, Miss Sullivan, how was your evening with Art?
Late.
Oh?
Yeah, we talked and then he buffed all night.
Art buffed all night?
The floor. He buffed the floor. Honestly.
Ah, so did you two get along all right?
Actually, he was the best thing about the evening. And say what you will, that man knows his wax.
Be careful, Your Honor. There's an especially nasty spot in the middle.
Ross, are you all right?
Who do I look like, Dorothy Hamill?
Okay, we better get Art up here before somebody gets hurt.
Hey, guys, what's new?
Flop!
Presents another What the Heck moment.
Hello, everyone.
Only in TV Land.